Oh, radish.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the red mushy things that people put in salads.
Tomatoes?
Yeah. Do you know a name for those little tiny ones?
Salad tomatoes?
Mm.
I don't know.
You just call them salad tomatoes, mm-hmm. That's what you call them. Okay. Now, the type of potato, the most common type of potato that people usually...
I suppose in Arkansas would be just Irish potatoes, mm-hmm. which are the red ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the kind of potatoes that have orange meat on the inside.
Sweet potato?
And the type of vegetable that has that makes your eyes water when you
cut it. Onions.
Now, the type of the onions that people eat, tops and all. The
green onions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
and we don't eat tops around here, though.
Oh, you don't eat? Mm-hmm, oh,
not
you
too
don't.
Much.
Oh.
I suppose they could go in salads.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about the vegetables that would go in what you put in a soup, for example, if you're making vegetables?
What kind of soup?
Yeah,
what,
vegetable soup.
Oh, I use about everything,
mm-hmm.
except I don't always put green beans in, but
mm-hmm.
I like a little bit of corn, potatoes and onions, and celery, tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of okra.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you were talking about fruit, if that was drying, if you've ever seen fruit
mm-hmm.
dry, and talking about it dries up, and you say it dries,
shrivels.
Yes. And in talking about a type of vegetable that people use like to make sauerkraut.
It's a crock.
And if you were talking about about cabbage, and if I ask if you raised cabbage, and you might say, no, I didn't raise too many
head.
And if you had, there are two different types of beans, I guess. You know, the kind that you eat the pods and the kind you don't eat the pod.
Peas, mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Now the kind that you do eat the pod on, you refer to those as
beans.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about green beans? Now,
green beans you do.
You do, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's, okay. Now, in order to get like peas, to get them out of the pod, you have to
shell them.
And the edible tops of turnips, you call those?
Turnip greens.
And now the outside of an ear of corn, you refer to that as the
shuck.
And the type of corn that can be eaten on the cob, you call that?
Oh, you mean the ears?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you refer to,
actually, it's roasting ears.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, again, we called it roast ears.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm.
This whole word was roast ears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
The corn silks?
Yeah, and then on the stalk, actually, itself, the very...
The tassel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of, you call
it? Which would be a pumpkin.
And the small yellow crookneck vegetable, you call that?
Squash.
And some of the types of melons that you might have around.
Well, they're what they call musk melons around here. Watermelons, of course, are plain, just green.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, these things that come up like in the grass or in the woods after a rain, and they're shaped like an umbrella.
A little mushroom.
Yeah. And now the type that you're not supposed to eat